Mike Adams here with a very important action item about being able to eat later this year. I've come across some new intel that I'm going to be sharing in my full situation update podcast. That's a much longer format, over an hour. But I'm going to break down some things for you right here in this short format, 10 minutes or so, a little over 10 minutes. But the new intel is from people in Florida saying that they're at a standstill with the Florida agricultural exports. There are people who normally would be involved in hauling out truckloads of tomatoes and cucumbers and all kinds of things out of Florida, peppers, celery, all of it, at this time of year, and it's a ghost town. It's a standstill. The farmers aren't planting. They're not growing. They're not harvesting. In some cases, they had planted before, and there's fruit rotting in the fields right now or in the orchards. Florida is being shut down in terms of its food production. But that's only one facet of this entire thing. Also, infant food formula is now out of stock in 74% of the retail stores across America. So this is what happens after the government airlifts infant food formula using military cargo planes, bringing in millions of pounds of infant formula from other countries. It's still 74% out of stock. Meanwhile, fuel prices are through the roof. Gasoline is about to hit $5 a gallon average, which is the highest ever. I mean, it's already the highest ever, but it's never hit $5 as an average across the country. It's over $8 in California in some cases. It's going to be $10 in California before very long. Diesel is going to hit $10 even before gasoline. And this is going to be catastrophic for food harvesting and transportation, agriculture. Farmers are not planting because of the lack of fertilizer. And also the lack of tractor parts due to the supply chain collapse. In addition, the very high prices of diesel fuel that power agricultural equipment. This is a perfect storm for an agricultural catastrophe, and it's all being engineered on purpose. That's what's shocking about this. So the upshot on this, the action item, and I got to credit David Dubine of Adapt 2030. I think he's the one who's been putting out a lot of alerts on this, and I agree with him. And I've said much the same thing, but he's really kind of pinpointed the action item, is you've got to go out now and purchase gardening tools and irrigation equipment and anything that you might use to grow food. And the reason you have to do that now is because when America wakes up and realizes the food shortages are real, and that's coming, remember my timelines on this. I've said that's going to be happening across the second half of this year. So start thinking, you know, September, October, November, and so on. And, you know, by Christmas, oh my gosh, people are going to be freaking panicked, and they're going to be starving. In some cases, you know, especially the lower income folks, food will be unaffordable for many of them. It'll be out of stock, not just infant formula, but many other things. And it'll be far worse in the third world countries, the developing nations. But even in America, you will not be able to purchase shovels, rakes, hose, irrigation tubing, some garden hose accessories that you need for irrigation, garden seeds, all kinds of things that you need for gardening. You need to purchase those tools now because you're not going to be able to get them even if 10% of the American people start gardening. And believe me, far more than 10% of Americans are going to start growing some kind of food because the food shelves are going to look increasingly bare in the second half of this year. I mean, it'll be regional. Some areas will fare better than others, but there will be empty shelves of one kind or another everywhere across America. You're really going to see it by, you know, Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas and so on. And it's going to be exacerbated by, you know, fuel shortages, fuel rationing, and probably diesel rationing. And again, this will be far worse in Europe and even worse in the Middle East and developing nations. So right now is your opportunity to start purchasing garden tools. Now, a lot of the garden tools come from China. And the Biden administration is trying to get us into a war with China, potentially before the midterm elections. If we're at a war with China, then Chinese exports to the United States will likely be halted, which means the supply chain would instantly vanish for everything made in China, which again is almost all garden tools and you know, any kind of goods like that. There is a company I've mentioned before in the United States that makes incredibly high quality shovels. And they're very, very expensive shovels. And they are welded aluminum, I believe. And I think it's called WW Manufacturing. Is that it? I mentioned this in a podcast. It's either WW or W&W. There's a couple of W's in there. And I own several of their shovels. And you'll pay $150, maybe more, for one shovel. But it's the kind of shovel that lasts a lifetime. Most of the crap tools that you buy at Walmart are just garbage. They're too thin. The shovels are, they're a joke. They're almost like children's toy shovels. They're so thin that if you just step on it wrong, the whole shovel bends, you know? And it's like, what is this? You know, your $29 shovel, forget it. We've been living in a global economy that is a disposable throwaway economy, because you could always just chuck something and then buy it again at Walmart at the lowest price, you know, imported from China, just arrived on a ship and a truck and got on the shelf 48 hours ago. And here it is. And when this one breaks, you can just buy another one. Like, that's been the whole mentality for a long time now. That's coming to an end. You're going to have to buy stuff that lasts, stuff that you can repair or salvage, you know, with a little bit of home welding or something if you have to. You're going to have to invest in tools that last. And so that's where you end up paying, you know, $150 for a shovel. And in my view, it's worth every penny. I'll pay $150 all day long for shovels if they're lifetime shovels. Now, that's just one example. There's a lot of other gear and equipment that you got to look at. Irrigation equipment. You don't know what you need until you start growing. So this is why I strongly encourage people to start growing food now, because only then will you realize what you need or what you're lacking. So even in hydroponic systems, for example, you know, I grow a lot of hydroponic food, and I've been growing a lot of beets very successfully in these hydroponic systems that I use. And they're non-circulating hydroponics. They don't use any pumps, because I believe in low-tech solutions. So I don't have to worry about pumps. I don't buy pumps. I don't have to fix pumps, right? And all those pumps are made in China anyway. So, but you got to have bins, and you got to have acid. So you got to have a certain amount of phosphoric acid in order to control the pH of these plants. And I'm always adding a small amount of acid to keep the pH closer to 6.0. Otherwise, the plants can't take up nutrients and, you know, bad things happen, i.e. they turn yellow and whatever, stop growing. So you gotta think about this, and you got to do it to know what you need. Oh, you're going to need a real good pH meter. You're going to need, you know, some fertilizer that you can add to your hydroponic system. You're going to need some seeds. You're going to need some coconut core. You're going to need some net pots if you use this Kratky system that I use. Or if you're growing outside, you're going to need to figure out a solution for weeds, or a solution for bugs, or a solution for wabbits, because wabbits will eat your carrots. And or other, you know, deer or whatever you have in your area, they're going to come munch away at all your good garden stuff. Heck, you might be in Arizona, you got javelina coming up and chewing on your plants, right? So you got to solve all these problems, and you got to do it while the supply chain still functions. I know it's not a small task, but I'm trying to impart a justifiable sense of urgency about this. This is the time. You either learn to grow food, or you end up probably with little to no food remaining in all of this. You know, not able to feed yourself if you can't solve this problem. Now, you know, I've interviewed Marjorie Wildcraft several times, and she's got a food, like a how to grow food webinar. It's a free video. I think you have to register, but you can watch it for free. That's available at icangrowfood.com. And that's a really good resource to check out, icangrowfood.com. Also, I've covered hydroponics in several videos that I have for you at prepwithmike.com. And in addition to like firearms preparedness and survival skills and things like that, I got a bunch of how-to videos there, and I'm adding more coming up. But you can find a lot of videos on YouTube about you know, systems, food growth systems and so on. I would just encourage you, keep it simple. I've tried NFT systems. I've tried aeroponics, aquaponics, hydroponics. And the reason I don't use any of those anymore is because they're too complicated. They're too technical. And when things fail, you lose your entire crop within hours. Or in aquaponics, you lose your fish. And then you're just screwed because you can't just magically bring fish back from the dead, like the resurrection of the fish. No, it doesn't exist. Your fish are dead. You've lost your nutrients. So the system that I use, the Kratky system, which is the non-circulating suspended net pot hydroponic system, produces, in my experience, the most amount of food with the least amount of effort for any kind of hydroponic type of system. And it requires very little maintenance. It handles even a large amount of, shall we say, negligence on your part. Like if you forget about it for a few days, you can come back and your crop is still there. If the power grid goes down, your crop is still there. If you forgot to water for a few days or even sometimes a week or more, it's still there and you can recover. And there's a lot of leeway in terms of the nutrients and things like that. So that's why I use that system. But that system can't grow things like corn. Because corn, you know, you got to grow that outside. It's got real deep roots, needs some space and some pretty intense sunlight, right? And a lot of plants are like that. You know, watermelons. I don't want to grow watermelons out of a hydroponic system. I want to have it outside where it's got tons of space for all the big leaves to collect a lot of sunlight and a lot of water and so on. But if you're in places like Arizona, where are you getting your water? It's not raining and the city water is very, very expensive. So you got to think about, you know, water sources, rainwater collection, well water, which plants don't like. It's too alkaline, too many minerals in that stuff. So you got to start planning ahead. And I'm sorry if I'm sounding a little bit urgent on this, but you can only store so much food. We can only manufacture so much storable food. That's going to be gone. I mean, it's gone right now. We can, when we put Ranger buckets in stock, they're gone in hours. There's no way we're going to be able to help everybody when the shelves are really empty. So the way to survive this, it's going to be a combination of storable food and then growing food. We're all going to have to do both of those things. So get started now while you can. And if you do want to buy storable food from us, we do have number 10 cans with freeze-dried fruits like blueberries and mangoes and all kinds of things. And that's really great for vitamin C. It lasts many, many years in the freeze-dried format. It's all certified organic and lab-tested. We've got those at the Health Ranger store. That's just healthrangerstore.com. We don't have the storable food buckets right now, but we're making more. About every 5 or 6 weeks, we put another batch into inventory. If you sign up there on that product page to be alerted via email, you know, when we're back in stock, then our e-commerce system will automatically email you. You'll get the email. You'll be able to buy those when those come online, but they will sell out within hours, so you got to move quickly on that. We're doing the best we can, but the demand is through the roof because people are waking up. And when the American masses wake up, it'll be too late to get any of this stuff that I'm talking about here. So take action now, and thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com.